Hello, and welcome to episode number 34 of Tibble Nibbles. So a few weeks ago, I went for Sunday brunch at the Ned. Now, the Ned is a very nice private members restaurant, hotel, I think. But every Sunday, they throw the doors open and basically do an all-you-can-eat buffet for £55. When I first started going, I think it was £42 or £43. The price has risen steadily, but it still remains a really good value. So you get 2 hours from when your booking arrives to basically get as much food in your face as you can, which we try and do as much as possible. So the selection is really wide. You start off with charcuterie and bread, which is always really nice and very high quality. You then have seafood, and the seafood is generally half lobsters, oysters, prawns, smoked salmon, and quite often poached salmon as well. That is really good. I think the ones that we had, it's quite early in the year for lobster, so they were a little bit small and a bit watery, which is a bit of a shame, but they still tasted very nice. There's then a full carvery station with pork and beef, and then they have roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, all the usual veg, and some good gravy. And then there's a salad station. Yeah, I can't tell you anything about that. I did have some Caesar salad there. That was quite nice. They have some decent cheeses, only two or three, and then a dessert station, which is okay, but certainly not worth not filling up on the rest of the stuff for. All of the food, I think, is really good. When I first went a couple of years ago, the carvery itself actually was not particularly good, but they really seem to have sorted that out. So the food there is excellent. The seafood particularly is well worth going for. The service is outstanding, as you could probably imagine for a place like that. They whisk your used plates away really quickly. They're very quick to bring you more drinks if that's what you want, and do a general clean and tidy to make sure that your table is always ready for your next plateful. From the sounds of it, it's getting really popular. I think you have to book usually at least a month or two in advance, but it's definitely worthwhile going along. Just be aware that if there's more than four of you, you're generally put in a booth. The booths are quite tight. It's quite a nice place. People tend to dress up. So if you're like me and on the larger side, it's probably worthwhile just letting them know that they won't be able to squeeze the usual amount into a booth. There was one time where they tried to fit eight of us around a booth and we could really only get six of us in. So just be aware of that. But they were very good at bringing more chairs and generally getting us all sorted out. So all in all, highly recommended for the Ned. There'll be some photos up on the website, as usual, of the things that I ate and also the selection that's available via the buffet. I think the wine is quite expensive there. I don't normally drink, so I don't really know, but soft drinks there are pretty expensive, so just be aware. They usually have good entertainment as well. It's often a jazz band with a couple of singers, which really gives it a nice vibe in there as well. It is definitely worth dressing up for. It's quite a nice brunch place, and because it's not unlimited booze, the people there generally tend to be fairly sensible. So all in all, heartily recommended for the Ned. I've been probably four or five times now, and we'll keep going. As I'm sure you can tell on the blog, I normally like to go somewhere on special offers. This one doesn't have one, but if you can eat from the beginning to end for your 2 hours, you will A, certainly get your money's worth, and B, do quite a lot better than me. So anyway, photos will be up on the website as usual, tibblenibbles.com. And if you have anywhere any comments or queries or questions that you'd like to ask me, you can either email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com or drop me a message on the website, tibblenibbles.com, or you can drop me a message on my Instagram, which is tibblenibbles as well. I hope you're having a lovely week and you've been to some amazing places for dinner. I'll let you know of any new places that I go to as well. Thank you very much and have a lovely week.